Australia Second Home. Australia Second Home, hemi one program blong SPS Bislama. Mo hemi take them together. All member of Bislama community, where is to believe, walk, mo study, all about long Australia. Long episode ya, ba yung mitok-tok with them one member of Bislama community, we have missed up study long one university long Melbourne, Victoria. We have talked about all the experience long him, long first time he come long Australia, how he managed long settle down long university life long Australia.
Yes, and I'm from the CBT, I'm 23 years old. I come from beautiful island of South Santo. I'm 7 of family in which there are 3 girls and 4 boys. And my family is based in Port Vila at the moment, and I'm currently living in Melbourne, in Victoria.
You have described a little bit what blew you or journey blew you, how you started in Vanuatu, how you end up in Australia.
So I started off in Malapua. I did my whole college years in Malapua College, and then after that, the Australian Awards Scholarship came out, and I was like, why not? Let me put in my application. So I was a 2019 awardee for the Australian Awards. There was 4 of us who were high school leavers for that cohort. We couldn't come in during then because COVID happened, so we took 2 years back and stayed at home, which is at home in Vanuatu. And then after that, the borders opened, and yes, I found myself here in Melbourne, and I'm currently studying at Victoria University.
Thank you to Masa. Now you will stop lo Australia. You saw it a little bit more. One of suburb straight lo Victoria where you stop lehem. How now you experience in life inside lo suburb or area?
So I'm currently residing in a suburb called Footscray, and it is based on the western side of Melbourne. My university, Victoria University, which is known as VU, is mostly known as a university on the western side of Melbourne. And I'm currently in Footscray, which is a very diverse suburb, purely because of the fact you walk down the streets and you find Ethiopian food, Sudanese food, Indian and Chinese and Vietnamese, and it's just crazy, crazy diverse down the streets. It's very affordable. I found that the accommodation I live in is convenient in the sense where it's a 2-minute walk across from my Footscray, from my main campus. And the accommodation I live in is called Uni Lodge Victoria University. It's a student accommodation where I share with 6 different people. So we have our own individual bedroom, and then we all walk out into a common area, there's bathroom and toilet, and it's in a building where there's convenience in terms of we've got a pool table, we've got a cinema room, and we've got just different luxuries that are used for students in terms of studying and to help us gain most of our study experience.
You have a little bit why you choose university or the current course where you stop taking now your university?
So the course I'm currently doing is a Bachelor of Specified in Human Resource Management. It is for 3 years. I wanted more of our life and a degree, but I wanted more to get an exposure, get the experience out, because I personally always believe that wherever we go in life, it's the experience that takes you far. The qualification is there to back you up. So that was one of the reasons why I wanted to come to Victoria University.
Thank you too much. Just want to know more some current challenges where you stop currently facing. More something where you never think about having one challenge before. More now, yeah, where you stop lo Victoria, you stop lo Australia. You stop looks and you got something where you overlooking or some by having no one challenge, but now you have become one challenge.
I think with all me settling into Melbourne, I was given a platform. I used to be a national rep for Vanuatu in tennis, and that has opened the doors for me to the world. In saying so, I've traveled so many countries from a very young age. So traveling wasn't a whole issue. Getting used to different cultures was an issue. But I didn't realize that coming into Melbourne, it wasn't just going to another country for 3 or 4 weeks. This was going to come here and spend years of my life inside a whole different country. So when I maneuvered into Australia and sailed down into Melbourne, the weather was the first problem I had. because in Mino Vanuatu, most of the time it's tropical. Like most of the time it's rain or it's sun. But here we had three different seasons. Melbourne's known for like four different seasons. You can wake up in the morning and the sun will be out at 7 to 9. After that, during the day, it could be raining from 10 to 11. And then after that, it could be windy and very cold. And it just changes throughout the day. So I had so much issues with the weather that my body itself started getting swollen and I wasn't getting enough heat going. It wasn't just that, but it was also very crowded. And we had to find places where you can't just go and sleep with your cousin or rest at someone's house. You had to find your own place. So it was, as a young person coming into it, I had to find accommodation. I had to find out how to use public transport because we don't have trains and trams back at home, yes? So it was all that. And back at home, if you get lost inside Port Vila town, it's easy to walk home from where you are at. Whereas here, walking is taking you 3, 4, 5 hours and you don't even know how to get home. And it was important to always have a phone that could connect to the internet, how you could read Google Maps and know how to turn left or turn right. These were very important life skills that I find that I needed to really grow on and build, as especially when navigating here and just really being myself. Because sometimes it's always hard when you come here and you're alone in a whole different city and it's all new. There's different people around you. You're always lost. You can't just go to your cousin's house down the street and ask for help. It's so different. So I found that as a whole challenge. And I also experienced the whole food culture issue as well. I never really thought that I'd be missing food from back at home. But after settling down here for a few months, having the same pasta, rice and bread, and it just keeps going on a rotation, I got to a point where I just missed my local food. Like, I literally missed lap lap. I wanted Simbora. Like, I couldn't deal with it. And it was very, it was, the resources are here. We've got the food here, but they're more pricier. And it honestly just does not taste like home as well. Like, the local food we harvest from the gardens back at home is so different from here. Maybe it's just the bias to me.
You saw it a little bit too. One of some opportunities where you now you come study lo Australia, you stop look. Have me one opportunity area where you saw it up in Lohem. And maybe some other people too, where only stop thinking, probably come later on. Only stop thinking, say, what are some opportunities where me really saw it? I become one student in Australia. Have me one place where one opportunity where me really saw it up in Lohem too.
Coming to Australia, because there's so much opportunities in the sense where because we were given the Australian Awards program, there was also site support programs that we could apply to as awardees. Like, we had the Women Leadership Program that was for women, where you get to go and meet other women in the Pacific who are women leaders in different industries, make connections, have conversations, get that perspective going. Being able to just express yourself and tell them your opinion and being listened to is very important. And coming into it, I've realized that at the end of the day, it's all you have yourself and you need to grow yourself because you are the asset. And wherever you go, you don't want to be the liability. You want to be the person that people will run after. People would go, look, I want you, rather than you going, I want this job. It's the job wanting you. But not just that, the universities, how they structure things here where you get, I go to a uni and I get placements where I have to actually do it. And it helps build up my resume where I go into an actual workplace industry and I go in and I do an actual job. I dress up for the job. And these things help teach me what it looks like to be in a professional setting. At the same time, it builds my resume. It gives me the experience I need in that industry. And these are opportunities that I've tapped into here. But at the same time, I've always come up with the mantra that it's like, if you can't find opportunities, you create your own opportunities, which means basically walking down the road, tapping on those doors, having those conversations, meeting people, selling yourself in the sense where you're able to give a better picture of yourself and say, look, this is what I can do, this is what I cannot do, these are things that I'm lacking, I've done this in the past, and just really putting yourself out there to whoever you meet, and yeah, those yet to come as well.
Just before you finish him interview, Blue Yumi, you got any last talk or any last encouragement where you want to give him lo maybe potential future students where he's starting thinking lo come lo Victoria University or any other university in Australia? Want him something where he need lo save?
I would like to give two types of advice. I think the first one would go to all my AAs. scholars, if you're yet to come into Australia, my advice would be you are definitely given a point, especially when you come into a certain city, the AAS Australian Awards program at home. They have connections. They've got people that are already currently studying, and most likely they'd recommend you or put you in contact with the person that's on study. My advice would be make use of those connections. Grab it and start those conversations. Ask questions. What is it like to live here? What is the housing condition like? What is the public transport? How can I, is it closer to my university? Ask questions. How do I open a bank account? How do I connect to the internet? What do I need before I come into the country? Use those connections, because if these people are willing to give you the advice because they've done it for the experience, regardless of the age or whatever it is, the course they're doing, utilize these resources and make the most out of it, because it's important when you're moving into a different country. And to all my young friends and family back at home, especially young kids like me and young teenagers out there, it's always important to dream big. And the sky is your limit. Dream and work for it. Ask questions, go around and be yourself, because that is very, very important. And keep pushing, because there's a whole big world out there. Once you tap out in the world, you'll realize that only the sky is your limit.